You might remember our next guest. She was on our show a few years ago talking about the children's book she'd written about her great-grandfather's pet bear, who happened to be the real-life inspiration for one of the most lovable characters in all of literature, Winnie the Pooh. Yes, Winnie was a real bear, purchased for $20 by a Canadian soldier named Harry Colburn. Harry was at a train station making his way from Winnipeg to Quebec to deploy for battle in the First World War. It was a story that Lindsay Maddock had long told her children, but as the kids grew up, they wanted to know more. And her new novel, Winnie's Great War, is full of details about Winnie's incredible life and the war that Harry Colburn was fighting. She joins us now from Toronto. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What a story. And this is your story. It was your great-grandfather who ended up buying this orphaned bear at a train station. He named it after Winnie, his hometown of Winnipeg. What possessed him to buy a wild animal?
I love that question. It's a question I've thought a lot about. He loved animals. Animals were a part of Harry's life from a very young age, and that led him to become a veterinarian. And when he met Winnie in White River all those years ago, I think he saw an opportunity to really provide a source of joy to his fellow soldiers and probably himself as they were heading off.
A lot of the historical facts in this book are taken right from Harry Colburn's diaries and photographs, too. They're fascinating pictures. Where did you get these primary documents?
So the family archive, as we now call it, for a long time was really an old Corningware box with photographs and things that I, you know, had anxiety that one day my house would somehow burn down and all these items would not make it out into the world. So they're items that my grandfather, Harry's son, Fred, kept for many, many years. Fortunately for all of us in our family and now everyone else who's had the opportunity to see them, they really do serve as incredible proof points that this remarkable story actually happened.
Did the family know over the years that that was a treasure trove of history right there and that was so deeply connected to a very important moment in literature?
I think it really gained significance when in the late 1980s, there was a story that came out that gave credit to the ownership of Winnie to another regiment. Mm. And my grandfather, Harry's son Fred, who was very much a man of accuracy, went down at that point to get his father's 1914 diaries. At that point, the diaries certainly were the first piece in correcting the story.
Yeah, let's talk about Winnie's role in this great war. Because from the train station, Harry buys this lovable baby bear, and he makes a very bold decision to bring it with him to the military barracks. They travel to Quebec. Thousands of soldiers are there, hundreds of horses, and a man with this bear. This happened in real life. What was the response when this bear showed up into camp?
Well, none of us really know what the responses were. And certainly in Winnie's Great War, we took some creative liberties and the colonel's not too happy in Winnie's Great War. But in real life, we don't totally know. What we do know is that mascots, including bears, were not entirely unusual. Winnie, believe it or not, was actually not the only bear mascot that came over during the First World War. And all kinds of animals throughout history, from goats to pigs to monkeys, have served as mascots.
So they eventually get on a ship and they go overseas. They land in Europe. Harry knows that he can't take the bear to the front lines, so he makes a very difficult decision. He, and this is backed up by history, he takes her to the zoo and then goes off to war.
He does. And we know that December the 9th, 1914, he writes in his diary that he brought Winnie to the London Zoo, and she had been with them for about 4 months. You know, many people thought the First World War would be over in, you know, not too short of a period of time. And of course, it lasted 4 years. So I think at the time, he probably didn't realize that he'd be leaving her for as long as he did. We know that he had written on the back of a photograph that he sent home to some family in Canada that one day Winnie would be coming back to Canada with him. Mm-hmm. So we think that was his intention, in fact, to bring her home. But clearly, at the end of the war, she had found a new home with new friends.
What was her life like in the zoo?
From all accounts, it was a pretty great life. She was a very beloved bear. She was a star attraction at the London Zoo. there was a zookeeper who wrote that Winnie was the only bear they ever trusted entirely, if you can believe it. I always thought, well, I don't know how you sort of partly trust a bear, but there was an obituary written when she died. She lived for 20 years, which is a long life for a bear, but it really talked about how much people loved her and children were allowed to go inside her enclosure and play with her.
Well, they better trust the bear then, in that case.
Exactly.
And that's how Winnie meets Christopher Robin, the young boy who eventually will inspire the book about Winnie the Pooh. I was hoping that you could read a little bit from your book, because you tackle some difficult subjects for a book that the audience is intended for children. I was hoping you could read from your great-grandfather's journal that is in this book.
So I'll share with you the April 22nd, 1915 entry. Shells burst almost at my feet. Germans gas French soldiers who retreat en masse. Hundreds of civilians and soldiers streaming down road out of Ypres. Old men carrying their wives on their backs. Terrible scenes. Canadian soldiers hold on grimly against great odds.
How do you write a book about war for children?
I think Josh and I, as we endeavored to put this book together, had many conversations about the best way to tell it, the best it could have been told through Harry's perspective.
And Josh is Josh Greenhut, your co-author.
Yes. We felt that including the actual diary entries was extremely important because it grounded a story which is really a blend of fact and fiction. So I think for kids to understand, while they're going to have this story told to them through the perspective of a bear who's going to go on these adventures and along the way befriend all kinds of animals and have different interactions that are, of course, fictional and interesting, but they will never leave the fact that this really happened by having those diary entries ground them in the realities. It brings to life that, of course, the war was very real for Harry. It was very real for his fellow soldiers. And I think the beauty of Winnie's Great War is that it allows us to tackle some pretty key themes when it comes to talking about war: duty, self-sacrifice, bravery. It allows us to do it in a way that I think is, you know, accessible for a younger audience.
And it's nice that something so wonderful could come out of something so terrible. What is the importance of this story to your family's identity?
It's a very important to my family's identity. This story, you know, my whole life, I really have thought about how this story reminds you to be brave. It reminds you to be curious. It reminds you to be aware. And I think if there's a legacy that my great-grandfather's story has, it's that even in the most devastating of circumstances, going off to war, he found a way to find joy, find love, and those acts, those simple acts that he took, ended up having a very beautiful consequence in the form of inspiring one of the most beloved characters in children's literature.
When the war is over, Harry comes back to the zoo for a visit, and he's essentially saying goodbye to Winnie. He decides that he's not going to bring her back to Winnipeg. He says it's because Winnie will be better off at the zoo. But I'm also thinking that the war must have changed Harry. Have you thought about why he left the bear behind?
I have. I think that Harry, having read some of the entries like the one I just read, he talks about the sort of near misses that he experienced, witnessing 7,000 Canadian casualties, experiencing heavy fire and trying to save some of his things and those attempts failing. All those experiences that he would have had would have hardened him in some ways. And I think that the experience for him probably of seeing this animal that you loved in a place, in a new home, you know, she had visitors and children and families who would come to the zoo just to see her. And I think that he experienced and witnessed so much sacrifice. And I think for him to make a sacrifice of his own in making that decision to leave her, it would have been a natural decision, I think, at that point.
Lindsay Maddock, the new book is Winnie's Great War, describes your great-grandfather's journey from Winnipeg to England to fight in the First World War, and his story is the inspiration for none other than Winnie the Pooh. Lindsay, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
This is Here and Now,